Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Jeff Buchanan Show, 98.5 KLUC.
This is a juicy makeup or breakup, I think.
Yeah, I
agree. It's juicy, and I didn't say that because your name is Lucy. That's restaurant quality comedy on Friday. So I want you to know straight out, Lucy, if you were listening earlier, because I was presenting all, you know, kind of presenting all sides of this. But I am, I am at this point, I am Team Lucy. So let's get into this. How long you been with this guy?
We hit 4 years a couple months ago.
But it's Instagram drama that you have with this guy.
Yeah.
Are you, and you're living together, yes?
Yeah.
Okay, after four years. So his big issue is that it's too much Instagram.
Yeah, which, like, first of all, ridiculous that we're even having Instagram drama after 4 years, is it not?
Right. Yeah. So I assume this it's not recent. It's just gone to another level recently.
Yeah, I would say it's escalated quite a bit lately.
You know what this reminds me of? It reminds me of the Kourtney Kardashian thing.
Oh yeah!
Remember where the guy goes? Oh, you gotta get honest. You do this just to get likes?
And yeah.
And she's like, "Who are you telling, Mr. Abs on Instagram? Abs of Instagram." Let me guess. He doesn't like what you're putting up.
Yeah, that's part of it. He, first of all, thinks I spend way too much time on there. But I'm in this day and age, like, that's just, it's what people do. It's part of our culture, you know?
Right.
I can't help it. I always go to Instagram.
Yeah, Kayla can't. Kayla can't help it.
I'm checking my Insta stories right now. Matter of fact, while we're talking,
and adding to
on there all day or anything, but I do. You know, I check it. I post. Yeah, right.
And then you know, like outfit of the day and whatnot. I'm assuming.
So he has an issue with that, apparently. He also thinks that some of my selfies are too sexual.
Right.
But, like, you should probably want me to look good on my social media.
Are you showing things off, or are you just making, like, kissy face and stuff?
Kissy face, cute outfit. It's not like I'm, you know what I mean? It's nothing inappropriate.
So to try and fix this, to try and smooth it out, you went ahead and you guys have traded passwords.
Yeah, which I think is a huge, like, show of trust.
Right.
And, you know, like, I thought that would really solve all of it. We exchanged passwords a couple months ago. So that way, you know, I was like, you can see who I'm talking to. Like, you can see there's no shady business here.
Right. And yet he's gone a little too far.
Yeah, he's like gone in and he's even erased DMs that I get that he's decided are inappropriate.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
And he's even blocked people on my account. Of course, it's always men.
There's another issue
and it's
here.
Like, that wasn't the point of sharing this, you know?
Right. And there's another issue too, not just that it's not that there's too many selfies that he thinks are inappropriate and all that. There's another issue. He thinks there's too much you and not enough us.
Yeah, which also ridiculous. Like, this is my account. Like, of course I post things of us together, but, like, I'm my own person too, and there's nothing wrong with that.
By the way, it's called a selfie, not a groupie.
Not an ussie.
He gets mad all the time that there's not enough pictures of us, and it doesn't even look like we're a couple sometimes. It's all about you. And it's like, well, then post pictures of us on your page. Like,
this isn't a one-way street, bro.
And by the way, we just found out, we made a hard left turn on the planning for the show yesterday afternoon, and so I'm glad you came on because this all came to a head yesterday.
Yes, it did. So I don't even remember how the fight started. I mean, kind of the usual. You're on there. There's this picture of you. I haven't been on there in days, apparently. He thinks I didn't post anything of us recently enough. So And remember, he has my password.
Yep.
So he goes in there yesterday and deleted every single one of my posts.
Oh. Like,
everything is just gone.
Oh, no.
So you have an account, but there's nothing in it.
Yeah, and that's what, I mean, that's a year's worth of, you know, pictures that I've taken all this time to, like, get the perfect cute caption, and some of them I don't even think I have them saved anywhere else. So that was, like, you know, it's like my photo album almost, and it's all gone.
Wow.
Wow.
So when is he going to get out of junior high school? When will he? You're robbing the cradle here. So you're dating a middle schooler. That's great.
Apparently.
Wow.
And I didn't realize how bad it was, I guess, because I feel like everything else with us is great. But then, like, I mean, that's a huge thing that he did. Like, this is going to take me forever to rebuild it.
Yeah.
And that was very selfish and very childish.
Right. And then when you
And he was like, the worst thing is he was like, oh, I'm doing this for your own good because you need to get off of social media.
I don't even know if we need to take calls on this. Are you going to stay with this guy?
I mean, 4 years is a long time. Like, we've built a lot between us. And
everything else is good, right?
I love him. Yeah. Everything else is great. Like, I really can't think of other complaints that I have, but this is a really big deal. And I don't have an Instagram anymore.
Right.
You know?
Right. Kayla?
Is he a jealous person when you guys go out together?
That's the thing that's so weird about it is, like, I don't see that in real life, if that makes sense.
Like he does, if you talk to somebody at a bar, like, he's not like hover boyfriend where he's like, get away from that.
What are you doing or if a guy, what are you doing looking at him?
Yeah, like,
no,
like
what's he doing looking at you?
Drink with the bartender and then he's like, what were you like him or something? You're like, I ordered a vodka crayon. Get over yourself.
No, like, he's super cool and chill about stuff. It's only when it comes to, like, social platforms, and I don't get it.
Oh, wow.
I don't get it either. And I know you heard a little bit ago when I was trying to do all sides, where it's like, well, you could fix your own problem. But this is, you know what I mean? Like, just you could back off on social. You could back, you know, all these other things and make him happy. But at this point, why?
Wow. Blown away.
Yeah, me too. That anybody would be so presumptuous. And you weren't there when he deleted everything off your Instagram, were you?
No.
When you had this fight, did he fly into a rage? Is he rage guy?
Not really. Like, I don't even think I realized he was mad enough to do something like that.
God, that's kind of scary in and of itself.
Yeah. When are you going to fly into a fight?
It almost felt like a petty argument to me, but I guess clearly it wasn't.
If you had to guess right now where you are in the relationship, as far as I'm 70% I want to stay with him, and I'm 30% that while he's at work today I'm going to get all my stuff and get out, where do you think you are right now?
Oh, I don't know. I don't really like numbers. I would never just, like, take all my stuff and go, but I think conversation needs to be had here, and I'm...
Well, always, and that's always the easy... But, okay, but where's that conversation going to go? I mean, you did...
You can't undo what's been done, so it's like...
Yeah.
I don't think a conversation is going to help anything.
Well, and have you... Okay, so how have previous conversations gone? You know, when he started...
They haven't done much, because nothing happened.
Right. So when he started erasing DMs and, you know, and going in and blocking people, and you're like, why'd you block Jimmy from work? And he said, well, because Jimmy looks like The Rock, and you went to lunch four times last week.
Yeah, I ran into Jimmy at the gym. You're not allowed to be friends with Jimmy anymore.
Right. So how did those conversations go?
I mean, it's always him doing the, like, I'm doing this for you kind of thing. So it'll be like, well, we don't know this
first
guy.
Okay, so first step, Lucy, change your password.
I don't know what his intentions are kind of thing. And then he always has these stories about, like, crazy stuff that happens to women through, like, people they met on social media.
Okay, well, first step, Lucy, is you're changing your password. If you haven't done that already, get off the phone and do it now, and then you got to go.
I did, but it doesn't matter because there's nothing on there.
I know, but yeah, you right. can protect him from here on out. But the fact is, he's got to go. This is ridiculous.
It's scary. Yeah. It's scary in my
and
estimation.
By the way, this is if he doesn't show any signs of jealousy or anything else, and he's escalated to this point, how far can he escalate? Get out.
Dude, I'll be on. This yeah. is, oh my God, he's your dad. He's trying to dad you right now.
Kayla, make up or break up.
Oh, don't say that.
No.
Kayla, make up or break up.
Break up. Break up immediately. You don't want to sleep with your dad.
No.
Okay, that took a weird turn.
Yeah, that's
that took a really odd turn. Yeah, I'm trying to be cool about this, but no, I think, buddy, I'm telling you, this is troublesome. This is troublesome. And I honestly, if you want to take calls, we will, but
I can't imagine anybody defending him.
Lucy, forget the last 4 years and run. Oh, God.
You're probably right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And by the way, call a friend. Call a friend right now. Call another friend. Call a better friend.
Okay.
Call somebody who's a better friend than us. Like where you can go and, like maybe where you can go hang out out at their house. You know?
That'd be good, I guess.
Yeah. All right. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There we go.
702-364-9898. Makeup or breakup? This is, I don't know. See, I was trying to find the other way through.
Yeah.
And is there anybody who's willing to defend this boyfriend? And by the way, we're not going to jump you for it.
No.
I'm really interested if you see another side to this, or do you just want to make sure that Lucy gets out? Call us right now at 702-364-9898. Because it's possible that we're swept up in it.
Yeah.
And we're overreacting. That's never happened.
No.
What? But it's possible that we're overreacting and that we're going, oh, this guy's a, you know, murderer. But what's bubbling under inside? Mm. But I don't know. This, yikes.
Get up! Ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
A makeup or breakup. Lucy's boyfriend of 4 years doesn't like that she's on Instagram as much as she is. He doesn't like her selfies. Says they're too sexual. There's also not enough pictures of them together on her Instagram, in his estimation. They had a fight. They've exchanged passwords. She was like, here, you can have access to everything. So he's gone in. He's erased DMs that he deemed inappropriate. He's blocked people on her account. And now, after a big fight the other day, he went in and essentially deleted her entire Instagram. He deleted everything on it. He didn't delete the account, but he deleted everything on it.
Just unreal.
She says otherwise he's not a rage guy. But man, this is kind of... Yeah, Alex, you're total Team Lucy 100%. Break up.
Yes. This is totally, he is totally controlling her right now. And it's a very slippery slope into how bad this can get. But he absolutely manipulated her trust. Like, she gave him her password to try to help better things. And he totally abused it and the reason why she gave it to him.
Now, I'm just going to play devil's advocate just to play it. Just, you know, just to try and make this
all right. Right.
Have more than one side. So could she not have, and again, I don't believe this, but could she
clarify this? I want to clarify this
before you start yelling at me. Right. But could she have solved her own problem by maybe putting up more pictures of them together and not taking quote unquote sexy selfies? I haven't seen her account and we're not giving Spence what it is. I haven't seen it. So I don't know whether it's over the top or not, but could she have maybe fixed it herself?
I mean, it's definitely a possibility. And I think up until the point that he went and started deleting, blocking, and then just totally erasing everything, I feel like there still may have been a chance of them working it out. But the second that he started controlling her, because that's what it is, when you start going through other people's profiles, you're now controlling them and filtering what they see. And he then manipulated her trust and the reason he got the password. So I think up until he went and started messing with it, they still had a chance. And yes, she could have maybe done that if that would have helped things. But if he went this far, I honestly don't think that that would have helped things. I think that he was already too far gone.
Kayla's writing a note. What are you writing?
He committed a crime. I just thought about it. He actually committed a crime.
Not if they both have the password.
She gave him the password.
She gave him the password.
Those photos, if they're selfies, technically she took them, so she owns the photos.
They both have ownership. They both have ownership.
She has access. There's no crime.
If she gave him access, there's no crime. I mean, and that's neither here nor there. I mean, I guess if she wanted,
Kayla wants him in jail.
I do want him in jail.
You're finishing the note. Is that what you're doing?
No, it was just because the pen was falling off the camera. Sorry.
I thought you went back and you're like, I'm going to finish this note because I feel.
I'm writing it. I'm sending it to Farhan Naqvi, and I'm going to have Naqvi take a look at this.
Alex, thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you too.
All right, we'll see you. This is interesting. Oh, by the way, flip the situation. If it was a girl talking about a guy, would we not go, why is he not, and again, devil's advocate, but why is it, it's making her uncomfortable? Why won't he, if we flip this, and if it was a girl that went in and deleted a guy's Instagram, yeah, we'd say she was crazy.
We'd say she was crazy.
You're right. Claudia, you think that are you riding a motorcycle right now? Is that what's going on? What are you doing? No. So loud.
If you are, that's cool.
Are they jackhammering right next to you?
No, I'm in my car.
Do you have the window down?
No. Okay. It's really loud.
Never
mind.
I'll stop asking questions now. Except for this one. You think, and I find this very interesting, that honestly, they both need to get out of this.
Yeah, neither one is healthy for one another. He's got to be doing it for some reason. Either A, she betrayed his trust and he has no trust in her, or B, he's projecting on her and he's doing the exact same thing he's blaming her about.
Yeah, he's shady. I've always said this. People who can't trust other people can't trust themselves. They know that they're shady.
Yeah, so either he's doing it and saying that she's doing it to make himself feel better about it, or she did something that he was like, I can't trust you, I want all your passwords.
Yep.
And just can't trust her. But either way, they're not healthy for one another.
No, I hear you. I knew somebody that she was jealous of. Who are you? Why are you talking to that girl? What are you doing? Who is this? And she was cheating on him. She had practically a live-in. Like she had a guy in another city, and she would go quote for work, and she was practically living with this other dude.
Oh wow!
Yeah, but meanwhile she's all over her husband. Why are you talking to the girl? Why did you hug her? You know, that kind of thing.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, good stuff, you guys.
Yeah.
Well, everybody have a good weekend. You should
hear the best 15 minutes of the Jeff Buchanan Show each day on the radio.com app. Just search Jeff Buchanan.
All right, kids, get ready. It's another exclusive presentation for the Jeff Buchanan Show. Oh, my goodness, it's Spence's song. Here's Spence.
So I'm sitting with a buddy. He goes, you should write a song about chicken tenders. And I'm like tenders now? He says, yeah, you should do that. And I said, challenge accepted. So here's a little Post Malone parody. That's really bad. You'll probably order me some tenders now. Tenders now. Bring the blue cheese and I'll go to town. Go to town. Damn, I'll eat them bad boys by the pound. By the pound. Don't bring me chicken wings, cause tenders are my thing. Whoa. At home playing Xbox or Nintendo. Could be Northtown, Summerlin, or Hendo. Hanging with my girl or with my friend Joe. Mom ordered some tenders cause I said so. 30 minutes later and the Postmates arrive. Smell that sweet and crunchy as he walks up the drive. No Chick-fil-A or Raising Cane's tonight, it's Popeyes. Even though these tasty tenders will go straight to my thighs. And I'm dipping, 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 dipping. And I flip the bird and dip it again. And my fingers I be licking, licking.
Those tenders made of all white meat chicken. You know I gotta have some tenders now, tenders now. I'm a sucker for that golden brown, golden brown. Hold a ranch dressing, cause I'm not down, I'm not down. Don't bring me chicken wings, cause tenders are my thing. Whoa.
That's surprisingly much better than I thought it was going to be. Ladies and gentlemen, Spence's Song of the Week.
Come on. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5. Yeah. KLQC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.